text me this list, and I'm like, oh, I already know all that. Come on, you underestimate my ability to find things out. I'm like, I need something that I wouldn't know about.
Right, right, right.
And he said that you like to do a dance right before you come.
I gotta see this shit. The way that he laughed means that he just fucking snorted. That means he does a dance.
What kind of dance are we talking about here?
This is salacious.
Are we talking like Saturday Night Fever? Freaked out, but oh my god, I'm feeling this brownie really fast.
Bam.
Holy shit, I didn't realize they were this strong. Okay, can you pour some in here?
Sure.
And will you get me some ice?
Okay, garçon.
Please. Mm. You did this for me once before.
3 cubes, not 4.
I'm not going to be super specific.
Can I make sure that ice is filtered?
Okay, shut up.
Is it filtered ice?
Thank you. You know what, maybe I'll just...
filter it with a... the buttermilk cloth.
I might just call him. Oh, I think he's calling us. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, okay. We can hear you, but we can't see you. And with all due respect, I really would like to see you.
And we have a surprise for you.
Yes, we have a special guest.
Okay, give me 1 minute.
Okay.
Skype.
Listen, Skype is not an easy one to do.
Skype is an asshole.
Skype's a little complicated at times. Yay! Okay, now we just have to give us just a minute to adjust stuff.
Do you see Leslie and I?
Who's that sitting right there with you in the middle? Is that
Aiden Aspen? It's your special guest. It is your surprise.
Surprise!
She's here in Atlanta, and we thought we were going to have her on live. We said, oh, well, that'll be cool. We'll have Prince on, and then they'll be together again.
Yes. So, okay. Hey. All right, so I'm so excited to talk to you. I had to do some research, you know, and that's really the fun part of my job, is the research. I'm just going to go ahead and tell people that we are so, so, so excited because we are now sponsored by Archangel, which is a fantastic company making great porn, and we know Prince does some great stuff with them. He's going to tell us about it, but they are our sponsor, and we will soon be doing some fun giveaways and contests of some very hot DVDs that Prince has been a part of, many of them, and has his own. Are we calling this a showcase? What are we calling this?
That's what that is.
Okay, so how many scenes did you do for that?
For the actual movie, I'm in every scene.
No, I know how many.
It was 4 total.
Okay, and you've got Summer Brielle, I know, right?
Summer Brielle.
Okay, who else?
The all new girls, and I'm sorry, I really forgot.
And we edit because we sometimes sound like fucking idiots.
Absolutely.
So so I have lots and lots of questions for you. Are you ready? Ready for it, Prince? Can you handle it? You're a Chicago boy, right? Born and raised?
Born and raised.
Okay, what part?
Humble Park.
Really? My sister lives there. She's in Evanston.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, do you miss it?
I'm sorry?
Do you miss it?
Yes.
Do you? Do you think you're an LA lifer, or are you just there as long as you're in this business?
I am here for as long as I'm in this business. There's not too much I really like about LA. I'm a Chicago boy.
Are you? I love Chicago. Tell me what your favorite place for pizza is there. I'm just curious.
Oh my God. Definitely Giordano's.
Okay, good. I'm glad. See, we can be friends. Because I would have said Giordano's too.
Because you could have been enemies like the fucking Capulets and the Montagues.
Okay.
You don't like the same type of pizza as me? Fuck you.
I know. It just means that we're on the same wavelength.
It is. It is.
So I read that you've done 2,000 scenes.
We started to try to do the math, and I couldn't.
That is actually inaccurate. It's really close to like 2,700.
Whoa, it's more. He's like, I'm not 10 inches. I'm fucking 13.
Wait, how long have you been in the business?
Jesus Christ, that's a lot of scenes.
I've been in the business 10 years now.
Okay, well, that's a long time.
Okay, well, then we can divide that. That's
270 a year. That's I didn't know, five days a week.
Yeah, I didn't know it was 10. I didn't know it was 10 years.
That's crazy, though. That you work all the time.
Yeah, I just got home now.
All right, well, can you tell us anything? Who were you shooting for? Can you tell us?
I was shooting for Bang Brothers today with, once again, Summer Brielle.
Awesome.
Bam.
Okay, I'm excited. There's a lot of Twitter activity between the two of you.
Well, we like to do this thing where we connect the dots with everything. So Summer Brielle coming on pretty soon will be a good one.
Will you help us get her on, please? Because I tweeted her. And see, people don't know necessarily who we are. They don't know if we're legit or not. And we're absolutely legit. And so you got to tell her.
After today, everybody will know that you guys are legit.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, he's that kind of Twitter.
We really do try.
He's a generous Twitter. You got very high accolades from Kendra.
Yeah, I wasn't able to fit the whole quote on Twitter because of the, you know, because of the 100 restrictions, but it was like he's a man, he carries himself, thank you, like a man, and he can really lay the pipe down.
She goes, he can lay the pipe, and that's really
he's like, and that's really hot, and I'm like, okay, awesome, I'm excited to talk to him. So I know this is a very cliched question, but I just have to ask, how did you get into this crazy business? You can give us the short version.
When I got out the joint,
whoa, that's a nice way to start a conversation.
I got out the joint, and one of the girls that I knew by the name of Malibu, a black girl, mm-hmm. to come to California. I was very good with computers, so she wanted me to send some photos, some videotapes out here to California. And I sent it to all the major companies. All the companies hit me back, said the same thing, beautiful girl, but unless she's here in California, we really can't use her.
Okay.
West Coast Productions was the last company, said the same thing, but they was like, hey, who's the guy in the video fucking this girl? I was like, that guy is me. They flew me out to California the next following week, signed me to a $100,000 contract the next following week.
Jesus Christ. Wow. That's how you entered 10 years ago?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Lord.
And isn't that pretty unheard of for men, though, in this business?
Me and Rico Strong were the last guys that I officially know to be contracted.
Okay.
Well, it seems to me, with that kind of, you should be also doing the Lloyds of London and insuring your dick like Kieran.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, like, that would be the next business decision. Right? You have the backing, though. You can say, I have this is what I have.
Well, but so what's the part? Because I texted our friend Mime Freak, as we shall refer to him on the show,
MF,
and I said what should I ask Prince about? And he texts me this list, and I'm like, oh, I already know all that. Come on, you underestimate my ability to find things out. I'm like, I need something that I wouldn't know about.
Right.
And he said that you like to do a dance right before you come.
I gotta see this shit.
I don't know if he just was fucking with me and wanted to see me say that to you, or if that really actually happened.
Well, the way that he laughed means that he just fucking snorted. That means he does a dance.
What kind of dance are we talking about here?
This is salacious.
Are we talking like Saturday Night Fever? I knew he was fucking with me. I was like, okay, well, thanks.
He's that's why I do that whole thing with the you ready for the mind freak explosion.
Yeah, because he's a mind fucker.
You don't know what he's fucking doing. He's mind fucking you.
No, MF stands for mind fucker. Yeah. Not for mind freak.
Sometimes I'll text MF and tell him I found a grammatical error in one of your movies and a trailer, and then he just won't respond back to me as his MF way.
Yeah, because that's a silent fuck you when somebody doesn't respond.
But I'm just trying to be helpful.
All right, so Prince, speaking of that.
Spell Annika right.
Okay, speaking of that, I actually saw a box cover where your name was misspelled, and I was wondering if that bothers you at all.
It actually did, but I'm after 10 years, I'm actually used to it. Usually have people just call me Prince because most people can't say Prince Yahshua.
Well, is Yahshua, is that Hebrew?
Yeah.
Okay, and tell me what it means. I want to know if I'm right.
It means Jesus in Hebrew.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay. That's what I thought. All right, great. I'm glad to know that I'm as smart as I thought I was. Awesome. Okay. So.
Wait a minute. But there are, like, for instance, when we interviewed Mick Blue.
Name.
drop.
That he spells his name. I mean, it was in Wikipedia. It's like he's got like 13 different ways to do his name. They're all like completely different. And so I'll give a little special dispensation to those places that spell it wrong. And maybe Raven Bay did spell it that way at one point and just changed it later on. I don't know, but I feel bad. I'm like, I want to let you know, and just in case.
Well, and it was on Undisputed, which is like a big movie for you. So I was just surprised.
Those bastards. I got a call from Jules the next morning.
Yeah.
After they realized the mistake, he was like, "Hey, Prince, how much do you love me?"
Excuse me. So you got something out of the
deal. You know what's funny about
so
that?
So we're taking you to the Caribbean, but we spell your name wrong.
Wait, but
are you cool?
So here's what's funny about that. I said to them, I said, "I bet you money they figured out they fucked it up, but they'd already printed all the box covers," and they were like, "Sorry, dude."
Exactly.
It happens.
Exactly. So the whole office gave me their apologies. The movie is doing tremendously well.
I know. I was looking at the little charts of sales. That's fantastic.
You look kind of Yahshua-ish with your, because right now, the way that your light is coming off of you, we're only getting a triangle of your head.
God, I don't know if you can get into a spot that's a little less bright, but if you can, we'll be able to see you a little bit better.
Let me try this for you.
All right. That's better. Much better. That's better. Okay, so I have a question for you. So do you ever read Mind Freak's blog? Have you ever read it?
No, I spent too much time with that nutcase in person. Take time out of my busy day.
Okay, well, I did read it. I actually read his whole blog, all of the entries, because it's a long story why, but I did. And one of them, he talks about when he went to jail and talks about what a formative experience that was for him and how he used that time to make himself kind of a better person and to come out of it and be able to live a different life. Was it the same thing for you?
It was definitely a turning point in my life that actually catapulted me to who I am, who I choose to be, and who I will remain, you know, until God's taken me off of this earth. So for a lot of people, it's a bad experience. For me, it was one of the most uplifting things that, you know, made me today realize my true value. The name Prince Yahshua just isn't a poor name. I stand behind it, and that's who I feel I am. So it did what it needed to do for me, just as it did for him.
Yeah, no, I mean, when I read it, listen, for anybody who's watching this, he's very funny and very goofy and whatever, but he's also a very...
Very deep, very sensitive
and very emotional, you know, not in a bad way, but, and if you read his blog, most of it, I mean, a lot of it's about porn, but there's a lot of it that's not, and that's just about kind of his daily life, and it's just interesting, because I have found over and over and over again, and you are the 15th person that has cemented this for me, that people in person are so different from what you see on screen. So different. So, for example, this is a great lead-in. So I was looking at your website, Prince, doing my research, and I got to tell you, I read this, and I was like, I'm going to ask him if he really talks like this. Okay, these are quotes from your website, okay?
Yeah.
What's up, yo? I'm Prince Yeshua, and I wanted to show the world how much I love pussy.
You already took it to wrong town. You didn't even pronounce it right.
What did I say? I said Yeshua. What are you talking about?
Did you say it right?
Yes. White girls, black girls, Asian girls, you name it. I want to fuck the living shit out of her. And best of all, I film each and every one of these hoes getting fucked to oblivion by a big black cock. I fuck the hottest girls on the planet, and it's all here for you to download.
I really want to thank you. You're probably going to get my webmaster fired tonight.
Oh, we can edit those. Serious?
No, I'm joking. No,
Leslie, do you just fall into every trap that's set for you, or do you ever like just throw a rock down and
I
say?
I do. Every single one.
Jesus, Lord.
Okay,
sorry. You have the floor, Senator.
Actually, my webmaster and his affiliates out there in New York.
Mm-hmm. And that, you know, so those, I just can't see you actually talking like that. I don't know. I just can't. I don't know. Okay, and then what happened to, what happened with Silverback?
Everything is Silverback.
Okay, it's still going.
Everything, yes.
Okay, but you're partnering with Archangel. Right. So what is that all about? Tell us about that.
Partnering with Archangel was me and Mind Freak, my little bro, loving to death. Like I said, we've been knowing each other for almost 8.5, 9 years of my career. Mm-hmm. And you know, I've always helped him out and pushed him further than what he thought he could, you know, do and be a part of. And then when the whole Archangel thing came into play, first they made him a director, mm-hmm. then they made him an advisor. Now today he is actually already the general manager.
Yeah.
Of Archangel. And one of the first things he wanted to do was he reached out to me. They had me come over and he was like, you know, big bro, for all the things you've done for me, you know, since I've been in the industry, I want to give back to you. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, well, what are you talking about? And when I looked over at the owner, Gabe, and I seen everybody smiling, I was like, what's going on? It was like, yo, we really want to, you know, make you a part of what we're doing here. You know, we know that you're with Jules Jordan, but we really want a piece of here.
Okay.
We talked about it, finalized it over lunch that same day, and it's been a beautiful
mix. Tell me what the partnership, I mean, when it's, you're calling it a partnership, but you still have Silverback.
Still have Silverback. Silverback
is not coming anyway. So are you just making movies with them? Are you directing movies? Are you, what does that partnership look like?
I do a movie every other month.
Okay. So I was just trying to, because I wanted to ask you about it because I just wasn't sure. So your production, I'm sorry, I took a picture and I'm putting it up because I'm having fun talking to you. I'm so sorry.
We don't have, we're trying to get like a little intern in here that will
live
tweet for us because
Absolutely.
It's hard for me to multitask. It's almost like being a contract guy.
It's like the Kieran Lee of Archangel.
Yes. You're the Kieran Lee of Archangel.
You're like the polar opposite.
Yeah. You know, like I said, it's just, today we really realize that the girls, you know, as much as we love them, they really come and go.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're a guy and you could halfway keep your dick hard, you know, you can be here for a very long time.
Really?
For the few superstars of the guys that are here, you know, we band around each other. We make life better and easy for each other. So,
you know, Johnny Sin said that. Do you remember Johnny Sin said that the guys all kind of stick together? And I said, why? And he's like, because there's not really that many of them and we've been around for a long time.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, guys are not catty. That's the thing that women don't understand. I think maybe don't understand. Women hate each other. I asked Bonnie. I was at the AVNs at the expo, and I got a chance to talk with Bonnie for the podcast. And the audio is shitty, but I asked her. I said, "It kind of get this idea like that porn girls are all cool with each other, and you're all got each other's backs, and there's no like craziness." And she just looked. She whipped her head around at me like I was speaking Cambodian, and she was just like, "You no, it's fucking crazy." Crazy, dude. It's fucking craziness. So guys don't have that natural inclination when they walk in a room to be like, I mean, there's some guys that have ego problems or whatever, but most guys are just like, hey, what's up? How you doing? Hey, cool. You know, that's it. And there's not a lot of that ego, I think, in the same way that women do it, at least in porn. So
that's absolutely.
Yeah. Leilani Gold is your, I'm sorry, I don't know the nature of your relationship with her. You said my girl.
Yeah, that's my fiance.
Oh, your fiance. Okay, so and she's in the industry too, right?
Not anymore.
Not anymore. Okay. Did you meet her through the industry?
I did.
Do you think people outside of the industry are capable of really getting
grasping it and
being in a relationship with somebody who's in the industry? Exactly. Yeah,
absolutely not.
Happen, and it does happen successfully, but I think it's probably has less of a chance.
But usually that's when, you know, you see TMZ and we're on the news.
Right.
somebody's going to jail. Yeah.
It was a double murder-suicide.
No. What you have to understand is, like I said, it all revolves from lust from the beginning. You know, you want me, I want you. You know, and you're okay with me doing what I do. But after weeks and months come in, now feelings come into play.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So when I come home, how do you ask me, honey, how was your day?
Right.
Well, your day was probably pretty fucking good.
I don't want to tell you, yeah, I fucking fucked the shit out of it. And oh, my God. And I made a you don't want to hear that. So, you know, the only people that basically understand that is, you know, your fellow co-star.
I will tell you that I do think there are people who get that. But there's not a lot of them. I think
I'm not looking for him. Yeah.
No, I think no. But I think people who, you know, are non-monogamous, people who are in alternative lifestyles, like that kind of thing. I think those kind of people get it in a different way than the general public. I think for most people, it's really hard.
Finding all of that wrapped up into one, though, is very hard to do.
I'm sure. So how long have you guys been together?
We have been together for a year now.
Okay. And when's the big day?
I'm going to do it next year.
Okay. Well, mazel tov.
Exactly.
All right, so I have more questions, but I have a question. Damien, go.
So Aspen's about to fall asleep here. So
she got her whole question list. I was letting her get her list done.
Let them reconnect together. And just so
I'll be over here with my fudge.
How was the scene with Aspen?
Oh my God, I am. I was, and I still am, seriously upset that she's not back in the fold as we would love her to be out.
She's
here
back, baby.
She's back. Baby.
I'm back, baby! I'm back!
Since she's back, she's represented by the V agency, which is Phil Verone from Celebrity Sex Rehab and the Sex Stash, and Vivit. Vivit is connected with him. So she's represented by that agency, and when are you available?
Oh, I'm coming out in California in late April. So I guess the end of this month. I forgot it's already April.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we'll book her ASAP.
Awesome.
Boom. This is the kind of show you come on. You come on a live show, smoke out with us, and then get a fucking gig.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you like that?
Well, it's actually really funny. Like, as soon as I announced that, like, I got like two or three messages like, oh my God, I'm so glad you're back. I still watch that Prince anal scene you did for Seymour. That's like one of my favorite scenes.
Jeez.
I was like, okay.
That's a big deal to be remembered for a scene, because Leslie makes fun of me, but I always recount this scene about
I tried to find it. I couldn't find
Eric Everhart and Rebecca Linares just going at it like fucking animals. And I was like, wow, that was some serious chemistry. Like, I fucking remember that shit.
Well, that's how I felt when I watched. We watched the other night, my husband and I watched a scene that you did with Kelly Devine and another guy whose name I don't know, but he wore a baseball cap the whole time and had a lot of tattoos.
It had to be Rico Strong.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Okay. Maybe. I don't know. All I know is, I texted Damien. I was like, I have two words for you. Kelly Devine. That is all. And he writes back. He's like, for what?
I don't know.
I'm like, to be my personal sex slave. That's
I know
for what.
Who she is, but I don't understand. You haven't given me the je ne sais quoi girl.
First of all, I like her body.
She's a beast.
Yeah. I like her body. All right. I think she has a beautiful body.
Because we're going to talk about beasts in a second with Carmen Karma. But just
so hold on.
Yeah.
And secondly,
you like her body. Hold on.
I like her body.
Prince says beast. You said body.
No, both. I'm getting there. Okay. I like her body. I find her very attractive. I think she has a beautiful body.
Okay.
And she's a fucking beast. She seriously
beast
loves.
Beast has already been taken.
She. Let me tell you something. She is enjoying every fucking minute of it. Okay. You can tell. And that is hot as shit. Now, I will say this.
And I'm not saying I don't know who she is.
No,
I know
fine.
Who she is.
She's good friends with Jada. They're good buddies. They post on Instagram all the time.
Okay.
And she had a baby. So I think she's not, I don't know how much she's doing. She was in the Booty Movie, I think, with Jada.
She came back to do
That, I think, right? Yeah, because she has a little girl now. And
was she having sex? Was it a cameo or was she actually doing?
No, she did a scene with Jada.
Oh, her ass got bigger. Holy smokity.
Yeah, she has a big ass. It's beautiful.
No, it looks like it got bigger.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay, I'm good.
So I'm watching that scene.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, I have to say, we watched it. That is the first scene I can remember in a long time that I watched from beginning to end. That I didn't hit the fast forward button like, ugh, this is fucking stupid. How long are you going? Like, just get to the good part.
And she watches Gonzo porn. We're not talking about, like, she's
no.
not. Like, yeah.
No, but even in Gonzo porn, it's like, how long are we going to watch you suck his dick? I mean, how long is this going to go on for?
Can we get to the penetration?
Well, I mean,
sometimes they have the gang, the oral gang bangs, and that's all you're gonna see.
Oh, like a blow bang?
Yeah,
no,
blow bang.
But even the one-on-ones, I'm just
feeding
like,
frenzy nine.
You know why they do that though? Because porn is from a male, is for men, and men want to pretend like they're getting blown. And when they're shot that way from somebody's camera here, and all you see is the girl and the dick right here, that's what that is. That's what point of view is.
Yeah, it's nothing wrong with that.
So I'm just saying, that's not for me.
You know what? You know what gets me? I'm gonna at you, Johnny Darko, is the fact that you get away with the mother of all fucking porn getaways. Is you get to be a POV and still go be a civilian in your real life because nobody gets to see his face.
Well, that's true. That is true.
So he pulled it off. all you wannabes yeah, out there.
Michael's gotten very much into being in his own productions on the POV
but
side.
But we can't find his picture anywhere.
I've seen his face once from a fucking picture from a camera from Mia Ryder taking it while she was blowing him or getting blow classes or whatever the fuck she was calling it that day. They were fucking having fun and I got to see his face and I was like, oh wow, a fucking, like, this is like a TMZ moment that I can't share. So, fuck. He looks like a normal dude. He's a normal dude. He's a normal guy. He's not Quasimodo. He looks like a normal guy.
No.
So, no. I'm curious because focus is more on the women in terms of they're the ones that are focused on because it's porn is from a male perspective. Okay. So when you come in to do porn that's not like scripted porn, like how much direction do they give you? Because I've seen, you know, scenes with some guys where they're really, really rough with the girl and they're like grabbing her head and then I'll see them in another one and they're not like that. So is that the director asking you to do that? Is that just the chemistry that you have with that individual person?
No, just like Aiden can attest to because me and her have done some very great scenes together. What I do when I get on set, I call it levels. And from the talk that I have with them before we start, you know, interacting with each other, as well as soon as we start interacting with each other, lets me know what level I can take you to.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So right away I noticed, oh, okay.
Okay.
You know.
So do you ask for specific limits?
Excuse me?
Do you ask a girl for specific limits? Do you say, is there anything you don't want me to do? No, you just...
I never do. It's really our job to know and to find out.
Okay.
So wow.
That's the beauty.
It's like the CIA.
Together. That's why this scene that me and her did is so memorable because we found an explosion with each other just through each other in that one moment.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. I really wasn't sure. Do you do any scripted porn at all?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
Okay. I know that Gonzo and Point of View is just so huge now. There's so much of that on the internet that I just wasn't
Once
sure.
in a while, people want to see Spider-Man for some reason.
Thank you.
So they want to mix it up a little bit.
That's funny.
The Avengers.
That's funny. All right. So, of course, you know what? I have to ask you these questions. It's sort of required. I'm really sorry.
Do you want me to I'm going to throw in a karma trick question.
Oh, okay, do. Karma.
First of all, let me just say, so Mind Freak, when we said who we need to talk to on the female level, it was Kendra Lust, and it was
Maddie O'Reilly,
and it was Karma got back to us first. And we started, we did a podcast with her, and he started off with Karma, that bitch. And then we're like, okay, I don't know how to take that. And then when we went and did the podcast with her, we got it. And we are actually splitting it up into two to do one next week to release. And then we're going to wait a week for her, the release of her next joint, and we're going to put the second part out because there's so much shit in there.
Tell us
about a podcast. I was like, I can't give away all this in one episode. No, people expect this all the time.
Thanks for tuning in to Radio After Dark. Check us out at JackieTees.com for irreverent t-shirts. Follow us on Twitter, _RadioAfterDark, and on Instagram, JackieTees, for the normal shit. We'll see you next time.
World's best t-shirts, bud.